Here is an automation that you can sell to CPA or accounting firms, or if you are one, this is something that you can implement. Now, with tax season coming up, these firms are actually getting a lot of leads through their website or other means. So if someone comes to a website to fill out a contact form, normally what they have to do is manually look through and filter through all of these inquiries and leads that they're getting to see who qualifies, who are the businesses and people that they're going to take on for work. But what we can use is actually an automation, and we can combine this with AI to do the filtering and everything for them, so we can pull down the data from the form that has been filled out and define whether that is a good lead or not. Now, if they are a bad lead, we can just send follow-up emails with other next steps or other things that they can do. And if it's a good lead, then we can drop that directly into our team's mailbox so that they can follow up with those leads. And for the form, I've been using Fill Out here. This is a form builder tool, but what we wanted with this type of questionnaire and form to be filled out is to gather as much information to help us filter out all these leads. So here, the form goes through some stuff like general information, if this is for personal or business, if it's for business, they fill out some business info here, services that they need, other questions here, if they used bookkeepers and stuff before, and then they can submit that. From here, we have a make automation that takes that information from our fill out form, uses ChatGPT to then determine. So we give it a prompt to determine whether that was a good lead or not. We can define what is and what isn't a good lead. And then based on its response, it'll tell us if it is a good lead. Then we can send an email here following up and getting in touch with the potential client. And if not, we can send them another email, or we can choose and define the routes and paths that each of these leads need to take. So we can then define what is a good lead and what is a bad lead. And this cuts down a bunch of their time, especially again, during busy tax season, they're getting a lot of people coming in. So being able to filter out and just work with good leads is something that's really easy to sell to these types of businesses right now.